Hi there. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Whosoever looks on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Therefore, if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out, and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for you that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from yourself. For it is profitable for you that one of your members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell." I have an extremely personal question for you. What members of your anatomy should be surgically removed? I'm James Wharton, and this is Have You Heard the Good News? Jesus said, "If your eye offends you, pluck it out and cast it from yourself. And if your hand offends you, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is better to enter into the kingdom of heaven maimed than to have your whole body with all its limbs cast alive into the lake of fire, where the fire is not quenched and where the soul dieth not." Now this passage of scripture has baffled believers since the day the lips of Christ spoke it. And if you try to understand this passage of scripture with your natural mind, you will add another definition to the meaning of butcher shop theology, because things will be pretty bloody where you live. For the Bible says that our carnal natural minds cannot understand the things contained in scripture. And I can think of no better passage to illustrate this fact than this one. If your hand offends you, cut it off, and if your eye offends you, to pluck it out and cast it from yourself. For it is better for you to enter into the kingdom of heaven maimed than to have your whole body cast alive into hell, where the fire is not quenched and where the worm dieth not. You know, many ministers know that this passage should not be taken literally, but most of them cannot tell you what it actually does mean, because God has hid this knowledge from our carnal minds. Yet, some religious people will try to conjure up some spiritual baloney and feed you about this scripture, but you'll know that it's false when you hear it. So, let us compare scripture with scripture to get the mind of Christ revealed to us on this matter, for the scriptures interpret themselves. Jesus said in Matthew 5 and Mark 9 that if your hand, foot, or eye offends you, cut it off. First of all, how can your hand, foot, or eye offend you? What does offend mean? Well, Webster says that offend means to transgress or to break a divine law. Also, to offend means to sin. And lastly, Webster said that to offend means to hinder in obedience or to cause to stumble in obedience. So, Jesus is saying to us, if your hand, eye, or foot causes you to stumble in obedience and sin by breaking God's divine law, then cut it off. For it is better to enter into heaven maimed than to have your whole body cast alive into hell, where the fire is not quenched and where your soul dieth not. So, we have discovered that to offend means to cause to stumble and sin by breaking God's divine law. That's fair enough. Now, the next step is for us to find out what exactly is contained in God's divine law so we won't break it or transgress it. Now, Jesus gave us the answer when he said, "This is the first and greatest commandment." And the first and greatest commandment, he said, contains all the law. And the first and greatest commandment states that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy mind and with all thy soul, and thy neighbor as thyself. This commandment contains all the law and the prophets, Jesus said. So, since to offend is defined as breaking God's divine law, and all of God's divine law is contained in this first and greatest commandment, then it's safe for us to say that if we keep this first and greatest commandment, then we will have no need to cut off members of our bodies. Right? Right. One problem. No man has ever kept God's divine law. So, we should all be missing some body parts, right? Right. And that scripture makes a hypocrite out of those diehard legalists who say, "I believe that every word of God in the Bible is to be taken literally and to the letter." The big liars, they don't believe that every word of God in the Bible is to be taken literally and to the letter, because this scripture about cutting off offending body parts makes both a liar and a hypocrite out of them if they say they do. Because if you look them over and you don't find any of their body parts missing because they've offended God's law with it in some way and cut it off, then you know for a certainty that they are liars by virtue of the fact that they have all their body parts intact. They are saying that they have never offended God's law with their body in one point, and no man yet has ever kept the whole law. If a man could keep the law entirely, then they would have never sinned, and therefore would never collect the wages of sin, death. They would be perfect and live forever. So, when someone tells you that they believe that every word of God in the Bible is to be taken literally and to the letter, then you can know for a certainty that if they have all their body parts intact, then either they are a liar and a hypocrite, or you are looking into the face of a perfect man that has kept the entire law of God. And no man has done that except the man Christ Jesus. So, we can agree that if this was to be taken literally, then all the pastors, apostles, and laymen, and everyone in the body of Christ should be missing some body parts. And the first body part we'd all be missing would be our tongue, for it is written that the tongue can no man tame. Nevertheless, some taking this cutting off scripture literally would have to wrongfully think with their natural mind that if they had a problem with stealing, then they should cut their hand off. Or if they had a problem with lusting, then they should pluck their eye out. Or if you couldn't contain yourself sexually, then you should have those corresponding members amputated. And friend, if you think that that is what Jesus Christ was teaching, then you do greatly err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. But you, as a man, are looking on the outward appearance, and God doesn't view you like that. God looks upon the heart, and He wants to see if your soul has had its circumcision of heart. God's view of your anatomy is different from your view of it, because if your soul hasn't had its circumcision or the cutting off of its fleshly heart, then God views you as being in the flesh, which means He sees your soul as joined to your fleshly nature, that old Adamic nature. As it is written in allegory, those two shall be one flesh. The old Adam, joined unto his wife Eve in the Old Testament, was a type of your old Adamic fleshly nature joined unto your soul, and your flesh nature and your soul became one flesh. And in the natural, we know that circumcision is the cutting off of the flesh and casting it away. And so it is in the spirit. Spiritual circumcision is the cutting off of the flesh nature of our old man that we inherited from Adam, cutting that fleshly nature off from our soul, because that nature had a desperately wicked heart. And this circumcision of heart is not an operation that you or I can perform, for this is the circumcision that Paul spoke of, calling it the circumcision made without hands. This circumcision is the operation of God in the Spirit. We wouldn't even cut off our body parts in the natural, even if we were commanded to, because Ephesians 5:29 states that no man yet has ever hated his own flesh, but he cherishes it and nourishes it, even as the Lord does the church. So we know that we couldn't amputate a member of our body because it offended the law of God, because we love our flesh too much to destroy it by circumcising it from our body. And so it is with God in the Spirit. God loves our soul so much that He cut off the sinful fleshly nature of our old man, circumcising him from our soul, so that our soul could be free to be joined unto the new man, the Lord Jesus from heaven, according to Romans chapter 7, verses 1 through 4. God cut off our old man at the cross. As Romans 6:6 says, "Know this, that our old man has been crucified with Him, that his body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth your soul could be free from that servant of sin and joined as one with a servant of righteousness." Romans 7:25 says that our flesh nature served the law of sin, and therefore he offended the law of God. And before your soul was saved, it was joined unto the flesh. And those two, your soul and your flesh nature, became one flesh. And it is written in Romans 7:25 that the flesh serves the law of sin because he is the servant of sin. And when you were in the flesh, by your soul being joined unto the flesh when you were born into the world, then God saw you as a servant of sin. And when God looked upon you, he saw you dead in trespasses and sins in the uncircumcision of your flesh. Therefore, he did an autopsy on you. Even though you were physically alive, he saw you dead in trespasses and sins in the uncircumcision of your flesh. And God's autopsy says that when you were in the flesh, your eyes were full of adultery, your ears were dull of hearing God's word, your mouth was full of cursing and bitterness, the poison of asp was under your lips, and your heart was waxed gross, your tongue was set on fire of hell, your throat was an open sepulcher, your feet were swift to shed blood, and your hand was against every man. This is how God saw you when you were in the uncircumcision of your flesh. And God saw your condition, and he fulfilled the scripture he promised in Genesis that he would not always strive with men, for he is just flesh. 2,000 years ago, God fulfilled that scripture because he cut our flesh nature off at the cross with the circumcision made without hands, in the cutting off of the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. This was an operation of God. Read it in Colossians 2, verse 11 through 14. For it was at the cross where God cut off our old man's body of sin. Remember, Jesus said, if your hand, eye, or feet offend you, cut them off. In other words, circumcise them from yourself, so that your soul can be saved on the day of judgment. Also remember that to offend means to sin against God's divine law. And when you break the law in one point, it's broken in every point. And no man's body of flesh could ever keep that first and greatest commandment, which is that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy mind, and with all thy soul. And if you know anything about the Word of God, then you know that no man could ever keep this first and greatest commandment, because no man could ever love God with all his heart, for it is written that our heart is deceitful and desperately wicked above all things. And no man could love God with all his mind, for it is written that our carnal mind is at enmity with God, and we were alienated from God by the wicked works of our mind. And it was impossible for us to love God with all of our soul, because our soul was lost. Our whole body, when we were in the flesh, was a body of sin which offended God. So God cut it off. He cut off our desperately wicked heart and created in us a clean heart, that new creation at our new birth. He cut off our carnal mind, which was at enmity against him, and gave us the mind of Christ. And he redeemed our soul, which was lost. He redeemed it by the blood of Jesus Christ and joined it unto his Son and sealed it there till the day of redemption. God cut off every member of our body of flesh because it served the law of sin, as it is written in Romans 7:25. It was offensive to God because our flesh broke every law of God because it served the law of sin. And so, when you accepted Christ as your Savior, you were disjointed from that flesh nature that served sin and joined unto the Son of God, the one who cannot sin because he is born of God. God no longer sees you as in the body of flesh, because he cut it off in circumcision because it offended the law. And he made your soul a member of the body of Christ, the one who kept every jot and tittle of the law and gave you credit for it because you trusted in him. We're made joint heirs with him, so we can all put away our thoughts of cutting off members of our physical body, because God beat us to this punch over 2,000 years ago in Christ, when according to Colossians 2:11, which states, in Jesus Christ we were circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, cutting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. That was when our old man was crucified with him, that his body of sins could be destroyed. Romans 6:6. I'm James Warden, and this is Have You Heard the Good News?